What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ease.com for regular discounts and price drops. $20 off your first delivery.
EAZE.com. Promo code HAM. Promo code HAM. Abducted in plain sight per your recommendation. And it is, I don't know if I've ever seen anything, Middlecoff, that made me, like, I'm not someone who yells at the TV, but want to yell at the screen more in my life, truly. I don't think I have. Than Abducted in Plain Sight. It was one of the stupidest things, not the film itself, but the thing that happened in this film that I've ever seen, to the point that I started Googling, like, am I wasting an hour and 40 minutes on a hoax? Like, is this whole thing, am I going to get to the end? It's going to turn out to be like a Farrelly Brothers production or some is Will Ferrell going to appear in the last 10 minutes? It's going to turn out this whole thing was a Judd Apatow production. But it's real. This thing is real. I was texting while I'm watching it, like, this is crazy. This is stupid. I'm going to turn it off. You're like, well, where are you? Like, oh, I'm 20 minutes in. Well, it gets crazier. And then it gets crazier. Then it gets crazier. Then it gets crazier. It's insane. It's insane.
It's nuts. It's.
How do these people exist?
I do think the Fire Festival blowjob scene was pretty nuts in history.
Hey, Abducted in Plain Sight, spoiler alerts. Okay, let's dive into this.
The hand job comment by the guy, and I think a huge portion of it has to just do with what the guy looks like. Chubby, bald guy that's like 75, who's not gay.
Let's just tell people the story they can follow along.
Most people, I think, have listened to this, have watched the Fire Festival, so we've all seen the guy that said he was going to give a blowjob guy that runs the Bahamas for Billy McFarland. But that guy was homosexual, so... At the end of the day, stuff like that does happen in the real world. People do sexual favors for advancement. It was wild just because you didn't expect it to coming. But really, once you took a step back, you're like, that wasn't that crazy of a story. It was crazy, but nothing like this story of this guy who was, what would you call him, a sexual pedophile?
Yes. Predator. So he's a neighbor of these people. He had, at this point, I don't think he'd abducted their daughter yet.
He had not.
But... these people, these neighbors in Pocatello, Idaho in the 70s, let this guy, like, he had a family, let him sleep in the bed with their 12-year-old for like 6 weeks to help with his therapy, he claimed.
Yeah, he said it was good for him.
He has an affair with the mom of the neighbors, the daughter he eventually abducts. He has an affair with the mom. And the dad, he convinces seemingly pretty easily, Middlecoff.
Well, he gets in a fight with his wife, so he picks up the dad, and he says, I need to go for a drive. I'm having marital problems or something. And they go on a drive, which what kind of looks like down by a river or something in the middle of nowhere. And then they're just maybe, I don't know, late 30s, early 40s or something. And the guy is aroused, and he says that his wife is not sexually pleasing him, whips out his penis, and then he says, hey, man, can you just... help me get a release. And the guy who is not a homosexual is like, sure, just kind of went with it.
He breaks down crying in the film, now telling the story, going, I betrayed his wife, who later cheats on him for 8 months with this guy, with the same guy.
It was wild. It was the greatest betrayal of my life. It's a disturbing slash almost unbelievable because it's
It is unbelievable. I started Googling, is this like, this can't be real? And it's real. But
by the end, I thought, maybe I watched on like a Friday night. I had the vape pen out. And I started thinking that the daughters were actors. That's what the two daughters, because the one daughter that was being sexually, like, is a very good looking older woman. And I was just like, God, is this, she's, no. I thought that they were making it up. But like you said, you do the research.
The dad was the first one that I thought, he's acting. This is an actor, and he's acting. And I can tell he's faking it. Like, that's what I started thinking. Like, I can tell he's faking it. I can tell. He's not that good of an actor.
The bald, chubby guy.
Yeah. But he wasn't acting, John. The whole thing is real.
No. If you're going to watch, I'd probably recommend go to ease.com. And it'll help you ease into just this, I say, an all-time documentary. It's one of the craziest documentaries I've ever watched. Like, Fyre Festival was entertaining and believable and just wild. This one is just jaw-droppingly, you just start Googling because you don't believe it.
Do you think it's better watched with another person? Because I watched it by myself. I don't know if you did or not, but
I watched it by myself.
You did. Okay, so it's one of those things that's like, it's like I was texting you the whole time because you almost want, you need to turn to somebody and go, this is insane. So I
would imagine if you watch like with your wife or girlfriend or whatever, you might talk so much through it that you might miss some. It's probably better to watch by yourself, kind of take it in.
There's no way and then maybe watch it. You cannot watch this twice.
Yeah, you can't watch it. You can't watch it twice. And then talk about it with the other person.
Yeah, you gotta watch. You gotta
like the Fyre Festival's fun. You can watch other people. This one, I feel like you might justify turning it off. You might.
I thought about it. If you hadn't assigned it to me as homework, I probably would have.
It was worth watching, though, right?
Yeah, it was, because now you can share with – you just needed somebody to share with this insanity, and now I could share.
Well, because I was at like a dinner party. I was at a dinner party on Friday with a bunch of people, and you just bring it up, and a couple people that have watched are like, oh, shit! And, you know, they just start talking about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Again, if you're going to watch it, go to ease.com.
Yeah, go to ease.com. Use the promo code HAM. Ease is – the best delivery platform to get the best legal license, fully tested marijuana products delivered to you in California. Anyone 21 and over can get verified online in minutes, browse a vast selection of the best brands, and then you watch the countdown clock to a friendly driver arriving in minutes, not hours, not days, to you with your Ease product. As a lot of you have been Instagramming, DMing, tweeting at us, you've been getting.
Yep, guys, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, SAC, Napa, now in the East Bay, all over the place. You got to be 21 years or older. Just go to ease.com, type in your area code. It will tell you if they're there. If they're not there, they are coming. Do it right now. Ease.com for regular discounts and price drops. You get $20 off your first delivery with promo code HAM. And any delivery over $50, which is very easy to do because they got cannabis, pre-rolls, vapes, edibles, topicals, you name it. Every product you want in the industry, they're going to have. And it's easy to find. Just go to ease.com. Easy to get over $50 and get that free delivery, guy.
That's right. Ease, EAZE.com. Promo code HAM. Fire up the Netflix. NBA second half, whatever you got, last 25 games or so. But I recommend firing up the Netflix and I don't know if Ease wants to be associated with Abducted in Plain Sight, but why not? It's a good thing to hang out and watch and then talk about. How about the you know, it was one of the craziest scenes in that thing, by the way, to me. Not, it wasn't so crazy, but it was just the when the girl, who's now a woman, who'd been abducted, realizes that aliens aren't real. Because one of the ways the abductor kept her under his thumb was he convinced her that there were these two aliens. I don't remember their names. And the aliens had given them a mission. And the mission was that they had to create a child to, like, save the human race, or I don't even know what. And that if she told anybody about it, then one of her sisters would go blind, her dad would die, her other sister would get abducted by the aliens. And so she couldn't tell anybody. And if they didn't have a kid by her 16th birthday, then the mission had failed. Like, it had to happen by the time she turned 16. And so the day before she turned 16, she decides that she's going to get a gun. And if the aliens come for her sister, she's going to kill her sister and kill herself. Like, this is dark. And then her birthday day comes, and everything's fine. And then she starts to realize, wait a second, maybe the aliens aren't real.
This dude made this shit up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.